From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado's latest revenue forecast was a mixed bag for lawmakers, showing a healthy economy and more money for the state budget. But there's also a lot of uncertainty moving forward. As part of our Capital Conversation series, Benza Berkland talks to reporters about what it means for the state budget and other bills pending before the State House.
Joining us, we have Ivan Moreno, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal. Ivan, nothing drastically different in the revenue forecast, and it shows that the state still has a robust economy and there's growth.
That's true. Nothing drastically changed from December, but lawmakers are looking at some potential for some big changes, some big obligations as a result of the improving economy. We are now at a time where we are looking at a Tabor refund, something that lawmakers haven't had to deal with in more than a decade. It's gotten to the point now where it may seem like Colorado is bringing in more revenue, but a lot of that revenue now is already spoken for, or they have to are required to refund it to taxpayers. We're also looking at statutory triggers with transportation funding. What's kind of ironic is as the state grows more with, say, like cash funds, all of that money that the state is bringing in then becomes more of a liability for the state to have to refund through tax refunds in the general fund. And that kind of becomes something where lawmakers also have to adjust their budgeting, even if they're bringing in more money. So it's kind of an interesting time for Colorado.
And so, as Ivan mentioned, there's more money coming into the state, but the state has these additional obligations. So it's not like this huge boon for a lot of legislation that's pending.
No, absolutely not. I mean, at this point, it's almost a one-in, one-out theory as to what's coming in. Not only that, there are some really interesting triggers in the state budget right now. 2009 law said that once personal income grows by 5% in any given year, a certain amount of money has to be transferred from the general fund budget to the transportation budget, and it looks like it's going to hit that this year. But there's also all these little triggers that say, well, it has to be this amount if it's the Tabor refund is such and such, and it has to be non-existent if the Tabor refund is such and such. And so right now we're looking at a scenario where the general fund could lose $102 million to transportation, it could lose $204 million to transportation, or it could lose nothing to transportation. So this does two things. One, it really screws up the idea of what we're going to do with transportation. I mean, there hasn't been a general fund transfer to road funding in over 5 years right now. Everyone's looking forward to this, and there's a possibility it could be small, big, or non-existent. The second thing it does is it takes all the bills that are going through the process right now that are asking for some sort of money and puts them in this gigantic limbo status. If transportation gets no funding, well, that's actually better for a lot of the bills that are going through. There could be $50 million to pay for bills that are going through the process right now. If it gets a lot of money, that could mean pretty much anything going through that has a fiscal note attached to it, they have no chance of getting through. So right now, bills that have any money attached to it are suddenly about the most unpopular bills in this building. And people are going to be scampering to try to save things like a tax break for data centers, a program that can detect fire and floods earlier, or even a felony DUI bill, all of them completely in limbo.
What Ed was mentioning here is that there really is not a lot of money. I mean, to put it into context, we're talking about a wiggle room of about $50 million. And you could tell when lawmakers were getting this report that they were kind of in disbelief, like saying, are you really saying that we only have this much to spend for all of these dozens of bills that we have pending? To put it into context, the general fund, which is made up of tax revenue, is between $9 and $10 million. So $50 million is really not a lot of money.
Thanks. That was Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.
Capital coverage is supported by KBUT and the town of Mount Crested Butte's Soul Train Night, annual dance party and celebration of funk and soul, Friday, March 27th in Crested Butte. Costumes encouraged. Tickets and more at kbut.org.